Good morning, LaPorte Outreach Church family. It is April 21st, and I'm excited about this week. I don't know about you, but I have had a very, very busy month. I knew it was going to be busy. As I was wrapping up March, I was kind of bracing myself for April because I knew I was entering into a very, very different month, overextending myself on many areas due to a new job. But thank God for His grace and His mercy and the church family's prayers and coverings, because I am so glad to say my trainings are almost over. I'm going to have a normal schedule instead of working 40 plus hours a week. But God is good, and His grace is always sufficient for everything we need to get us through our day, our month, our year. And let me just say, not just get us through, but bring us to that place of standing victorious in who He is and in who we are in Him. So how many of you listening this morning were at our service last weekend to hear our guest minister, Kate? She ministered on the In Him principles, who we are in Christ. If you did not get in on those meetings, I want to encourage you, please take a listen to Saturday night or Sunday morning service before you come to this weekend's service. What I'm going to teach is going to build on what Kate laid an amazing foundation for. And when I say foundation, I don't mean just a foundation, but what she taught on, if you can grab who you are in Christ, what you have that belongs to you all through the Word of God. And she gave 30 plus scriptures about in Christ, through Christ, who you are in Christ. That will help you understand the righteousness you have and what actually righteousness is. So when you think about righteousness, what do you think about? So when I think about righteousness, and when you hear the word righteous, and I'm going to be repeating this weekend, when you hear the word righteous and righteousness, I want you to think righteousness. That is my right standing in God because of what Jesus did for me. Righteousness, my right standing. I am righteous because of the right standing I have in God because of what Jesus did for me. I can go boldly to that place, to the throne room, because of everything Jesus did for me, because of His shed blood, because of His forgiveness, because of His grace and mercy. Because here, look at this, in Romans chapter 3, and we're going to be looking at Romans chapter 3. It says, but now, Romans 3:21, but now the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed. Thank God we're not under the law. Being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all who believe, for there's no difference. Look at this in verse 23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Let's pause here a minute. Every single one of us have missed it. Every single one of us will miss it again at some point today, this week. We're not perfect, but we are righteous. So I want us to really think about this, that everybody's missed it. It's not a license to sin. It's not a license to say, well, everybody's missed it, so it's okay if I keep living this way. No, it's not. But it is important to understand that we've all sinned and we've all fallen short of the glory of God, and that we do not come under condemnation about our past or about someone else's past, because we are righteous. We are righteous in Him. And look at this in verse 24, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. We're going to go in depth to this redemption, this righteousness this weekend. I encourage you again, please take a listen to Kate's message. If you didn't, I want you to know who you are in Christ, because that is how we know you, is in Christ.
All right. I hope you all have an excellent day. I love you guys. I appreciate every single one of you. I'm so grateful for this body that reaches out, that prays for one another, that encourages one another. So know this today, you are loved and you are appreciated.